Grand slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome, everyone, to a Blessed to Play Collegiate Spotlight Show. My guest today is Andre Sosa. He's a baseball player for the University of Texas Longhorns right there in Austin. I'll talk with Andres about playing an elite Division I school and why faith has such an important part for him in his everyday life. Andres, it's great to have you on Blessed to Play.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, what a great opportunity for you to play at the University of Texas. A storied program has turned out a number of Major League Baseball players, and you played high school ball in San Antonio, so you stayed in your home state. Give us the journey, why you selected to play at the University of Texas.
The main reason why is, you know, the tradition that's been set here. All the many great players that have come through this program, they set a high standard. And, you know, every little kid wants to play for the New York Yankees, and because of all the many great players that have been there. And, you know, at the collegiate level, I believe that, you know, that we are the New York Yankees. And, you know, I wanted to play here. And it's very close to where my parents live now in San Antonio. So it's very convenient for my parents, my mom especially, to come watch me play. And, you know, she loves watching me play. So that was a big decision factor of me coming to Austin and playing for Longhorns.
So you mentioned you grew up in San Antonio, or at least went to high school there at Ronald Reagan High School, lettering and starting each year. You played shortstop and third base, named the 2016 Rawlings Perfect Game Honorable Mention All-American. And Andres, you could have went to a number of D1 schools and played right away, but it's a patient process for you as a freshman to gain some more playing time. Is that a difficult decision to come into a program, maybe to not get the playing time you want right away, and to sit down and to learn the game better? And then obviously you want your opportunity, but talk about that in your decision-making process.
Well, at first I did get a lot of recruitment offers, and they were mostly, you know, in Texas and in some out of state, but, you know, I just felt like it was the right fit for me. I felt like it was closer to home, and, you know, you cannot beat being here. I mean, although it is difficult not playing a lot, I've had a lot of, I guess you could say, maturing days. You know, I've been it's very humbling, you know, especially since I've never, you know, been on a bench ever in my life. And I felt like this year it's definitely humbled me. I've learned the game a lot better, especially since I'm not on the field, and I'm watching it from a different perspective. And then when I do have an opportunity to get on the field, honestly, I feel like a little kid again. I feel like when I step on the field, I just love the game so much more. Even during practice, even during my routine, and it's I take it a little bit more. I've never taken it for granted, but you cherish a little bit more when you do get the opportunity, and especially in front of the crowd. You cannot beat a Longhorn Texas crowd. It is amazing. You know, I know there's a reason why I'm not playing. You know, I mean, I've done everything I can in my power. I just have to be patient, and I just got to be ready to go when my name's called.
And I'm sure you will, only a freshman, so a number of years left to play for the Longhorns. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting once again with an infielder for the Texas Longhorns. What a great program, Andres Sosa. So you're a big stud there, Andres, in high school, but talk about the competitive differences moving up to Division I level. I know pitching could be a different story. Now you're facing guys at the Division I level. Everyone probably throws 90 or close to that, has some spin. But talk about the differences moving up to the D1 level.
The main difference is definitely pitching. You know, every single day, even during inter-squad in the fall, where everybody plays every day, and you get your at bats in. There's a different, you know, the guy on the mound is the best guy from their region or wherever they came from. So yeah, definitely their command, the ability to, you know, throw a curveball and a fastball count, really makes you, you know, you don't really know what's going to come. So you just got to be ready to go. You know, the game speeds up a little bit. There's not a lot, everybody's just kind of, you know, it's good. You know, you can't take anybody for granted. You got to respect every opponent because they can beat you. And that, yeah, I mean, the pitchers, I believe, you know, their ability to throw any pitch at any count. That's definitely one thing I've noticed in my transition to college.
Now, you're a rookie, so to speak, your freshman year, and you're playing for a rookie manager in David Pierce in his first year coaching the Longhorns. How has that been getting adjusted to David Pierce in his first year? I'm sure he's getting to know you guys as well, but playing for a first-year manager, how has that been?
I think it's been great. I mean, Coach Pierce is awesome. He's the leader of our team, and he's really, at first he really wanted us to, you know, be together. He wanted us to, you know, create a bond. You know, he wanted us to play hard every single second. He always talks about focus, and he wanted us to have hard focus whenever we're playing, and then whenever we're not playing, he wants to have soft focus. So he always wants us to be involved. He always wants us to be paying attention and paying attention to detail. You know, big thing is that just get your stuff done. You know, if you take care of your side of your job, that everybody will start clicking together. And I mean, you've seen it this year. I mean, we've had a pretty good year so far. I mean, it's not done yet. And, I mean, we got a long ways to go. But Coach Pierce has been awesome. His staff is amazing. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, joined today by Andres Sosa, plays baseball for the University of Texas Longhorns. Andres, I want to talk about the mental game, and you sound like a mature freshman. But baseball on the offensive side is a game of failure, as you know. And the mental game at the Division I level, like you talked about, a pitcher throwing a curveball in a count where you normally would see a fastball in high school. But talk about, has your mental game improved? Is it maturing as you go along here at the University of Texas?
I believe it has. Trying to stay positive through, rough patches, you know. Waking up every day, you know, motivating myself to become better. Having a routine where I know that if I commit to it 100%, that even on those days that I don't get a hit or I don't drive balls or barrel balls up, I can still stick to my approach, stick to my routine and, you know, have confidence and go into the game with my plan, and you know, being able to, you know, to see pitches and drive balls and barrel balls up, and you know, if it doesn't work out, if I don't succeed in the game, as long as I did everything that I could to prepare myself, you know, the game of baseball is, you know, it can be very hard, but it can be very simple at the same time. I know it's kind of weird to say, but you know, it's a game of a bat and a ball and fielding gloves and throwing it, you know. But then there's so many more to it that we kind of get away from, just, you know, playing the game with, you know, passion and love and you know, being confident.
Let's talk about your teammates now, a band of brothers, so to speak. You're traveling quite a bit, out of state, on planes, bus rides, and so forth. How have your teammates been as far as supporting you and that whole camaraderie that goes hand in hand with being a Division I athlete?
My teammates are awesome. I'll take you to a little story that me and Casey Clemens had in the fall. We were over at his house and we were just having, we were watching a movie, and I remember he pulled me off to the side and he told me, hey man, like, look, like, I remember being in your situation. I remember being, you know, a freshman coming in. And, you know, I know that you work hard. But I want you to know that you have to keep working hard and even more. You know, obviously Casey and Cody, their dad, Roger, he's awesome. He's always been a great mentor to me, and I really respect him. And then for Casey to pull me aside and tell me, hey, like, you gotta step your game up even more every single day, even though when nobody's watching. Like, some people aren't gonna give you recognition. They're not gonna give you credit for the extra hours that you spend in, but he said, I promise you that if you keep working hard and you keep working even harder, that those extra hours that you spend in the cage, you know, spend working out or taking ground balls, that they're going to pay off. I believe that, you know, that this year has been really hard on me, especially mentally. But it's crazy because it's every time I think, man, like, this sucks, basically, right? Mm-hmm. I just something happens in my life that I say, no, like, this doesn't suck. This is making me better. And I'm not going anywhere. You know, I'm playing baseball here at the University of Texas. You cannot beat that. Even being part of this program for this year has really just put my feet on earth and said, and, you know, God's basically telling me that there's a reason why you're here. So, I mean, you cannot have, you know, you have to have faith. And, you know, as far as my teammates goes, you know, it's a great clubhouse. I made many great relationships here. Even my first year that I will always cherish. And, you know, school and all my classmates have been awesome. So, I mean, you cannot beat being here. As far as the people, it's a great atmosphere. Everybody's really, you know, loving and caring, and I've made many great relationships.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, I want to pick up what Andres just talked about, and that's faith, also perseverance in his life. Andres Sosa is my guest, University of Texas baseball player. Don't move. Keep it right here. You're listening to Blessed to Play.
Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Psychological correctness is ruining parents. What is psychological correctness? It's the idea that says if you just say the right words with the right logic, using the right reinforcement schedule, and implementing the right I message, Melody will say, oh, mother, I've just been so blind. Of course, I see parenting as you describe it. Psychological correctness is a quagmire. It leads to analysis paralysis, overthinking, overanalyzing, overtalking, underenjoying. Psychological correctness essentially makes parents search for the appropriate ways to do it. Better to ask, how well is this working in my family, with my children, and my morals?
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Andres Sosa. Plays infield for the University of Texas Longhorns. What a storied program. One of the best programs in the nation. He's a freshman, a mature freshman, I might add. A lot of wisdom in this infielder. Andres, I know faith has an important part of your life, and you were born actually in Mexico, a predominantly, obviously, Catholic country, before your dad came over for a job opportunity in Los Angeles, and then you migrated to San Antonio. But I know faith has an important part of your life. Tell us why.
I believe my mother set a high standard for our family and my father. You know, they always took me and my sister to church on Sunday. and that's all, you know, ever since I was little, I always remember, you know, going to church on Sunday, and she would always tell me, you know, like, God loves you, God loves you, ever since I was little, and, you know, I didn't really think too much about it. I mean, I knew it was in my life. I knew that I was a Catholic. I knew that God loved me because my mom always told me. But as far as being a, you know, passionate, devoted Catholic and, you know, doing, I guess, the little things that that comes along with, that I never really done it. You know, I believe that now, you know, we go back to talking about, like, not playing my freshman year and meeting so many great people, having so many great relationships. I believe that this year I've found my faith. I mean, I've always known where I'm from. I've always known that I'm a Catholic, and my mother set a high standard. But I believe that I expanded my, you know, like, my faith, you know, I expanded, like, what I wanted. I really, you know, took a leap of faith, and I love it. I mean, I've experienced something that, that is honestly amazing. You can't really, I mean, it's kind of hard to explain, like, the feeling, for those that know what that is when you first encounter, like, our Lord and Savior, it's very amazing. It's something that I will always remember, and, you know, I want to feel again. And that's the thing. Feeling that, you know, experiencing that feeling and feeling that feeling again. It's unique. You can't beat it.
Yeah, I want to pick up on that because, like you said, you were brought up in a faith environment. Your mom had a vibrant faith. And then you go to a secular college campus and mom's not there to hold your hand anymore. And probably from the first time on your own as a teenager. And you have the opportunity now to, I would say a lot of college students could get lost in their or trying to find their identity when they're at a institution, and they have sometimes trouble finding that. They don't really know who they are. It's kind of evolving for them. But I'm pretty certain that you now made a commitment. You decided to make a commitment to your faith. But talk about that transition going from being in high school, being under your parents' roof, now going to a secular campus with all the challenges, temptations that you faced, and making a commitment to live your faith out at the University of Texas. Talk more about that.
Well, I believe that I can't do it alone, honestly. I mean, many of my, you know, got, you know, friends from church and, you know, people I've met through church, and I could give you an example. Jack Farley, you know, one of my best friends, I told him, I was like, look, man, like, if I'm going to do this, I can't do it alone. I need people like you, you know, that, if I do get, you know, if I step on, you know, if I start driving back on the opposite direction, you need to tell me, hey, like, we're going to make this commitment because we're going to hold each other accountable. And I believe that having someone there in your life is amazing, you know, especially because y'all could talk about him, you know, disciple. And that's what I've, you know, learned to do. You know, discipling with one of my really close friends, Jack, and having that commitment where we could be like, hey, you know, you cannot get off track. And if you do get off track, you need to come right back. And, you know, it's hard. It's very hard, you know, college campus, University of Texas. But I believe that if you really want something, then it's, you could, you know, take a step back and say, I can do this. I could do it through him. I could do all things through him. And just having that mindset, you know, it all goes back. And I believe that the game of baseball has taught me how to be, you know, put things in perspective where I could say, you know, I really want this. Or I could just take the easy route and say, oh, maybe I could wake up today and not do my part. But, no, I mean, it's an everyday grind. That's what my dad, you know, my father, ever since he was, you know, a young teenager, he started working, providing for his family. And, you know, obviously, I've never had a job, but he's always held me accountable, saying, hey, do your part, go do your schoolwork, you know, get your workout in, go play ball. But he's always held me accountable in a sense where he wants me to be a hard worker. And I believe that's where I get it from. And my determination is my mother. Being determined to, you know, think about my mother. She was a banker in Mexico. And then we came to the United States. She stayed at home. She took care of us. She was determined to take care of us and chose the way in life. And it's been amazing. You know, my mother and my father, you kind of, when you speak about, like, when people start asking you questions like, oh, how are you so mature? How are you so hardworking or determined? And you just start thinking about it. I'm just like, well, it's my parents. Like, my parents brought me up in a home where, you know, you couldn't get away with things that, you know, that aren't, you know, right. They taught us the right way, me and my sister. And, you know, my sister, she just got married and to a great man. And, you know, they're going to have an amazing marriage. And, like, when I saw my sister speak at her wedding and getting married, you see my mother and my father. And it's really nice to see, you know, my sister's very intelligent, very beautiful, very awesome. And when she was speaking at her wedding and when she was getting married, you could just see that. You could see my parents and God working through her. And, you know, it's all my parents and God, you know, God's worked through my parents. That's the best way to describe it, honestly.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, once again joined by Andres Sosa, plays baseball at the University of Texas. What a great perspective, Andres. And I want to talk about, you mentioned your head coach, David Pierce. He wants you to be focused, and that's on the baseball side. How do you stay focused spiritually on a daily basis?
Well, I mean, I love to pray, the power of prayer, to stay focused. I love having a routine. I mean, I'm sitting in my room right now in my apartment and I'm looking at my cross. I have two boards and I have a list of things that I write down and I read them every single day. And I'll read you one and it says, what three things did you do today to impact another person's lives? And I really believe that, you know, I'm not here for myself. You know, I'm not here. God didn't place me where I am right now just for me, you know. Every single day I wake up, you know, I am the way I am because of Jesus Christ. He made me. And I want to be, you know, I want to be focused. I want to be focused, not on myself, on others, you know. My mother, she always told me, you know, give, you know, you always need to give. You always, you know, even if when you don't think you need to give, you always just need to have that mindset where you're caring and loving. And that's what people see me as. Like, I believe that I set a reputation for myself that I'm very loving and I'm very caring. And I love, you know, I love my friends and I love my family. But how I stay focused is, you know, reading these boards every single day and, you know, talking to my mom, praying, speaking to my friends about, you know, our Lord and Savior. Even when I do have bad days, I remember driving back from the field having really bad days in the fall. And I just breathe, you know, because it's overwhelming. I mean, it really is, you know. Not having my parents here, I think that's really opened my eyes, you know. It's really put my feet on the ground, like I said. And put things in perspective where, okay, this may seem really small, you know, this may seem really big, I'm sorry. But I need to take it one step at a time because ultimately, these 4 years are going to change my life, you know. I need to get a degree. I need to keep working hard. And I want to live out my dream, and that's to be a Major League Baseball player since I was little. But I believe that God has already, you know, created my destiny. He knows what I'm going to do. And I just need to have faith and, you know, keep loving the game and keep loving him and having faith.
Well, what a great young man Andres Sosa is, playing baseball at the University of Texas. And we're catching him in towards the latter part of the season, but we hope he makes it, the University of Texas, to Omaha for the College Baseball World Series. Always an exciting event. And the University of Texas has been there many times. Andres, thanks so much for not only sharing your baseball career, your aspirations. We do hope you make it to the major leagues. Indeed, but also your life of faith and the person that you are, very mature and very value-driven, and I know that's going to be an inspiration to those listening, especially the young athletes. Great role model you are, and thank you for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
Thanks, Evan.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web, the World Wide Web, at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on Twitter at Blessed to Play. For Andres Sosa, I'm Ron Meyer, asking you to compete well for the faith in your everyday life.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed2play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.